Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is such a small world, and I'm so excited to reintroduce you, to our guest today. Her name is Linda Shank. She has been a guest on our program with another company, or another
nonprofit,
but here she is today representing the Freedom Park Great River Road Visitor Center, and we're so excited to say hello to our friend Linda Shank. Great to see you.
Oh,
how have you been?
I've been great.
So, Linda, for many years, you and I used to enjoy some food at the Beer Stube because
I used to run the St. Paul Oktoberfest in St. Paul.
And so this now is a new thing for you, but tell people about, you have just recently moved and you took this new job, and we're so excited to get caught up with you.
Well, thank you for having me in the studio. It's nice to be back. Yes, I am a new Prescott, Wisconsin resident.
What's that like? I mean, do you have to now cheer for the Packers? Is that how it goes? Or,
well, I don't know if I can say this on air, but I am still a Vikings fan.
Your house is going to be egged by the time you get home, I think.
I think so. It's been wonderful. Wisconsin is a beautiful state. It feels like I've stepped back 20 years in time over here. It's just a very welcoming state. So my husband and I moved here 4 months ago, and at the same time, I was able to get my new job at the Great River Railroad Visitor and Learning Center. So it's kind of all new for me.
So you came actually from the heart of St. Paul, so this must be a big change for you to be out more in a country setting.
Yes, I come from St. Paul, where there was hardly any wildlife and sunsets were blocked by buildings. So now I'm experiencing nature like I've never experienced before, not just at my work, but at my home. I think every night the sun sets, I am amazed by a beautiful sunset. And we've had deer, baby deer, actually nursing in our backyard. We've had all sorts of butterflies and just amazing wildlife. So that is a big treat. And then I get to go to work, at which it sits on a bluff, which has amazing views of the Mississippi River and the confluence. And so it's just ideal.
So what did you know about Prescott, and did you know anything about the Great River Road Visitor Center before you moved here?
Well, small world story. When my husband and I were looking to buy some land here, we stopped at the Great River Road Center with a picnic lunch and sat in their gazebo and discussed, should we move to Wisconsin? What do we do? Should we come here, build? What do we do? And we did this in the gazebo at the Great River Road Visitor and Learning Center and decided, yes, we're going to move here. Turned around, went back, purchased our lot, and then here come to find out a few months later, I am hired at the exact place that my husband and I decided to make a life change at. So
it's a great story.
Yeah, so I think it's just meant to be. So
absolutely. So the nonprofit world is vast, obviously, and mm-hmm. I'm sure this was a shift, but clearly you had something that they were looking for. What do you think it is? What can you bring to the table to this?
So doing the programs that I used to do and the events and festivals that I used to produce for the cities, I was hired by Israel Haas, and our executive director. And so that was one of the things that he was interested in, my knowledge and skills to do festivals and programs, because that's one thing that the center wants to do, is to increase our programming, to diversify our programming, to put on a bigger fundraiser, things like that. And then operations. So I'm getting to learn the building so I can look to see, what do we need to maintain in our building? What is our 5-year projection on how can we maintain our structure and things like that? So I'm learning that piece as well. But I think he hired me for programming.
Love it. So what are you working on right now? And maybe people that don't know what the Freedom Park Great River Road Visitor Center is, can you give us a little background?
Yes. So I have a couple quotes here that I got actually from our mission statement, which I just thought were lovely. It said, the Visitor Center is the northern gateway to Wisconsin's scenic Great River Road experience. We are the touch point for Wisconsin to start the traveling on the Great River Road.
And there is no highway that is more fun to drive on. It's so scenic. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
How fun.
It is. It is. And then this quote I thought was just wonderful. It said, the center is designed to satisfy visitors both intellectually through exhibits and programs, and emotionally through the natural vistas and wildlife viewing.
Wow.
I think that encapsulates what we are. We are a center that educates about our area, but also says, hey, you're standing on a bluff that is a very rare bluff to have a view of a confluence of two rivers. It's amazing. So we educate, we entertain, we provide information to travelers who come from all over the United States. We keep a journal with me, and we can see people from all over the United States and the world. And they stop there, and we say, okay, what are you doing? Well, I'm traveling south. What can I do? And we give them helpful advice, and we guide them on their travels.
I know you to be a people person, so I bet it must be fun to visit with people from all over the world.
It is.
Even in your 4 months, tell us who you've met.
I met a couple that was 75 years old, and they were on a tandem bike. And they had been on, at that point of their journey, 75 miles of bike riding.
What?
I said, I can't even ride 1 mile. And they were traveling on their tandem bike, and their destination was in Iowa. So they were heading south, and they were going to head down to Iowa and stop there. But their total journeys of life brought them to, like, thousands of miles of traveling on a tandem bike together. And I thought, that's a very rare couple to meet. I have met professors. I have met great families come in with kids. And just we have a large eagle in our facility that they come and they can push the button and have the eagle sounds. Kids love that. So you get to meet all sorts of great people.
So it really is a destination for tourism.
It is. It is. We are part of the tourism all the way from Minnesota, all the way down to Louisiana. We're part of the centers that are part of the Great River Road Tourism Board. So we have maps and brochures and everything you could ask for about Great River Road.
And so the Great River Road Visitor Center is open. How is it open every day? Or
you have to go to the website to kind of look at the specific hours, but majority of the days we're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We do close in the wintertime, because those are our down months. But we also reopen again in spring. So we're open pretty much from April through October of the year, 9 to 5.
So Linda, I know you have some programs that you mm-hmm. wanted to tell people about.
The great part of our organization is we get to partner with a lot of different people in the area.
Oh.
And so we have a very unique and very fun event called Canoe Mobile. This is partnered with the Wilderness Inquiry Group. And their mission is to provide outdoor experiences to families and children who don't have a chance to go canoeing, do water identification, do plant identification. So it's a free of charge event for kids. And we have it set up coming up on August 15th where you can sign up. It's free. You go out on the St. Croix River in a 10-person canoe and you get to experience water. And it's also in partnership with our local community education, which we partner with quite a bit. Great event. It's free. We're taking applicants. We've got a nice group signed up already, but we need more. So Canoe Mobile.
So Linda, how old are these kids?
These guys are teenage group.
Okay.
So they would be middle school, high school group.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So people can find out more information and sign up how?
Go to our website, which is freedomparkwi.org.
Okay.
And then everything is listed on there. Links to register are on there as well.
So again, that's going to be on Monday, August 15th from 10 until 2.
Yes.
And that's a free event. Wow, that's pretty nice. What else?
We have an author that has written a lot of books about the Great River Road travel experiences. His name is Tom Struve, and he is a wonderful speaker, and he has a brand new book. So he's going to come and entertain us, literally. He's a great guy. He's going to entertain us with stories about the Great River Road. He's a former towboat captain.
Oh, he knows this
area.
Yeah,
so he's really a great guy. So he'll be coming to do a reading from his book, and you can get a signed copy, and that's going to be really fun.
And when is that, please?
So that is on August 13th, which is a Sunday from 3 to 4. And again, these are all free events. So just come. And there's no pre-registration. Just show up and enjoy the event. We have goats, again, coming not to us, but to McGee Park.
Oh,
I want to make sure everyone knows to go to McGee Park for the goats. They're coming up this week.
Goats actually have helped you get rid of buckthorn and many things. Is that what they're going to be doing?
Yes.
At McGee?
They're going to be clearing pathways that are going to be instrumental in connecting the Coulee River Trails project. So they're going to go in and eat the invasive species along trail routes that are going to be cleared in McGee Park. So they're this week. So keep an eye on our website so you know when, because it's kind of dependent on weather and things. So it's kind of dependent on the goats too, I think.
Sure.
But check our website. So Goats at McGee.
Well, how fun is that? So Linda, the reason why you have these goats is to get rid of these invasive species, because why? They choke out everything else, or?
Yes, the goats are a natural way of getting rid of invasive species, because you don't want to spray pesticides or chemicals or anything on any of the plants, because a lot of the plants are pollinators and natural bluff plants. For example, when our bluff was cleared by goats, they ate out the invasive species, but then that allows all of the natural plants that grow there to come back. And that's the intent, is to clear the invasive species to allow for the natural plant to come back. And then again, you don't want to spray chemicals or things like that. So yeah, they can do quick work of.
So the invasive species, mm-hmm. are they a positive for any other reason, or why do we have them then?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm sure they're good for something.
Okay, but not good
for. But they choke out. Yeah, they choke out the natural plants. Okay. In the area, and that's not good. So.
And how is your big long-term project going that the goats were helping you with before?
Yes, our prairie is completely. If you look at pictures of before and after, it is completely stripped. So they went in and did their job, and now the bluff is able to repopulate, and that's what's happening. And we're also going to be adding a natural bluff prairie garden that's going to be by it as well. That's in the process right now too.
So when you said that it's kind of stripped, mm-hmm. that meaning you got rid of the invasive species?
Correct.
And then does the other just grow organically, or do you have to help it along?
I believe it grows organically.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
Yeah. So the goats are fun. People love the goats.
And you mentioned a little bit about the fact that the where the Freedom Park Visitor Center sits mm-hmm. is a very unique place. Can you tell people the whole reason why?
It sits on around 5 acres, and it's on the bluff that overlooks the Mississippi. But if you look to, if you're standing on the bluff and you look to the right and you see the town of Prescott, you can see the confluence. You can actually see the water coloration. You can see the muddy Mississippi, and you can see the blue of the St. Croix rivers come together. And so I've had some people ask if that was an oil spill.
What?
You know? Yeah, because it kind of looks like an oil spill. I'm like, no, that would be the Mississippi. So you can see the water, and it's just a very unique place of the waters coming together. We have ethnic groups. The Hmong ethnic group came in and talked about the significance for them of that area, and that it's sacred. So a lot of people.
And why is it sacred?
They said that it's a place of two dragons coming together, and that it provides food for families. It provides a lot of different properties for people for having these two rivers come together. And a lot of people go down and fish at the rivers.
Yes.
So. Yeah, so it's an interesting spot, and it just, we sit and we on this beautiful bluff looking, you know, over Prescott Island, so.
And lovely. You can see Hastings. And
you can see the bridge. Yes,
yeah.
You can
Isn't
see
that
Hastings.
Cool?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else is going on?
Well, we have a save the date for our big fundraiser.
Hold on, I'm going to actually write it down. What is it, please?
It's October 1.
That's an easy one to remember.
Yeah, it's a sunset soiree, and it is our big fundraiser of the year. And being I come from a German background, I'm bringing a little bit of an Oktoberfest twist to it.
Why not? It's October.
Exactly. So we're going to have a polka band. Dale Dahman and the Beats will be there. Classic old school polka band. We'll have German beer, German food, just a fun new twist to our fundraiser.
I love it. And when you say fundraiser, what mm-hmm. is the purpose of the fundraiser?
So people, this is, our facility is a city park, but we as Friends of Freedom Park are a nonprofit. So our nonprofit's tasked with every year trying to raise money for various programs, building upkeep programs. So the money raised at this event will go for basics of running our business. We're going to apply it towards putting in new lights, putting money towards programming, the basics of our nonprofit. So it's a moneymaker for us.
Because I think a lot of times people would assume that the city is who manages you.
The city does manage us. We have a partnership with them. But being a nonprofit, we are still responsible for a lot of the costs that incur at our facilities. And so this helps to offset our costs.
Like some of these events you told us about that are free.
Exactly. Because our mission statement is to provide free programming for people. So, but there is always a cost. You know, behind the scenes, there is a cost.
And tell us about pollinators. You mentioned that some of your your beautiful plants are up now. What are you seeing at the Bluff?
We have a specific, it's called a butterfly garden, pollinated for butterflies. Because I just read an article that the monarch butterfly is on the extinct list. And so we have seen various moths, butterflies, bees the size of quarters. They are huge in this garden that's specifically pollinated for butterflies. So that's one specific that I've seen. I've seen dragonflies that are huge dragonflies in other various gardens too. We have many different natural pollinator gardens in our
little different vignettes.
Yes. And, yeah. Yep.
And what about other wildlife? Can we see other wildlife? Do you see eagles there ever?
Yes. In fact, that was one of the most exciting things when I got hired back in March, that was the eagle migration. And I saw up close and personal eagles that would fly right by our building. And then it's also the trumpeter swan migration. And so the trumpeter swans were coming through in huge murmurations. And then we've also had, I've seen lots of just large prey birds come through. Yeah, it's amazing. You can see eagles. They'll still fly through.
And when you say they're migrating, where are they headed?
I believe they're going south, down towards Wabasha area.
Oh, that's okay. Not that far south, but no. Okay. Oh, Linda, what else is going on that you would like to tell our listeners about?
Well, we always have opportunities to become involved at our building.
Oh, sure.
In our facilities. We have a lot of different, if you love to garden, we have the gardens like I just spoke about, and we have some great leaders that know about these gardens, and you can come and learn more too about these gardens and help us. There's always a weed to be pulled or a plant to be planted. So you can come and help us. We have building help itself if you want to come and be part of our events and help us with events. We'd love it. So we're very open to having a lot of volunteers and people just come and be part of us and work with us.
And how could people sign up or learn more about what they might be good at?
I would say call me directly.
Okay.
Or call our executive director as well, Israel Haas. But my information in both Israels is on our website, which is freedomparkwi.org. And we're listed on there. So we've got our websites and our telephone numbers and everything on there. And we'd welcome phone calls and questions from anybody.
Linda, I'm so happy for you. This sounds like a great new fit.
Thank you.
Yes, congratulations on your new job and
Thank you.
Your new home and your new residency. And we're really happy that we're going to be able to talk to you on an ongoing basis. The Freedom Park Great River Road Visitor Center is located in Prescott. And as Linda said, it really is the start of the beautiful Highway 35 River Road that is so picturesque. And if you haven't been down it, you should really take advantage of that. Great to see you. Linda Shank, she's the Program and Operations Manager for the Freedom Park Great River Road Visitor Center. And you are listening to AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.